we have previously discussed that the purpose of mankind is to reach true perfection, the only real good, the only toiv amiti that there is in this world, and that is the connection with Hashem, the hizdavkus, which will take place in the world to come. Therefore, everything that happens to man is furthering him along this path to Olam Haba. Hashem created this world in His infinite wisdom because the only way, as we went through in depth, to achieve that ultimate good is through passing the tests of this world. So therefore, all parts of this world and everything that occurs in it is a part of the preparation for the ultimate life in Olam Haba. This preparation has two parts. There is one part which is specific to each person, which entails him perfecting himself through his deeds. Then there's another part where humankind as a whole needs to be prepared to enter the world to come as well and achieve the perfection necessary for that. Being that man was created with a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Ra and free choice, it's inevitable that there will be some righteous people, tzaddikim, and some rishayim, evil people who make the wrong choices. There's going to be a division amongst people. The end of the whole process of this world and the world to come will be when the tzaddikim are gathered together into one unit in connection with Hashem, and the rishayim are pushed away and denied that pleasure. The nature of the perfection of Olam Haba is such that there's no room for half measures. Rishayim have no place there. But free choice doesn't only separate different kinds of people. It also defines every person within themselves. Because no one is perfect. We make some good choices and some bad choices. We are partially good and partially imperfect. When Hashem judges us and determines our fate according to our deeds, true hashgacha and hashgacha pratis, paying attention to all our actions and determining how the world will run depending on our actions, He takes everything into account, because it would defeat justice were He to ignore part of what we do. He can't ignore any part of what we do, because every part of what we do has repercussions, has an effect. Every single deed, therefore, is repaid in kind. Whether it's a great act or a small, seemingly unimportant act, it's just not possible otherwise. Every single detail of every single deed is taken into account. Hashem therefore decreed to divide up the way these deeds are dealt with. Every person's deeds are defined by the majority. In other words, the person is defined by the majority of what he does. The majority receives his due in one world, and the minority will receive its due in the other world. The true reward for good deeds is in Olam Haba, the world to come. The reward is that a person is mizdavik to Hashem for all of eternity, nitzchis. He's close to Hashem. The greatest punishment is to be denied that good and be lost. Hashem determines who makes it to the world to come based on the majority of deeds a person has done. How has he lived the majority of his life? What has he been doing? What has he lived for? If the majority is good and he's a tzaddik and that's what he has dedicated his life to, but he's done some evil deeds and has some imperfections, what will happen is he will receive his reward in the world to come. But this world will serve as the place to atone for whatever imperfection he has or the bad deeds he has committed, to take care of them, to wash them away. This way, the world to come can be and has to be a perfect reward. And tzaddikim will be alone there with Hashem in its full glory without being deterred and held back by any imperfection, because that has been taken care of in this world. Evil people, rishayim, who spend the majority of their lives committing sins, will receive the reward for whatever good deeds they have done in this world. And in the world to come, they simply have no place. They just don't belong there. The world to come is a perfect place. And therefore, they receive the reward for their good deeds that they did do in this world. And then there's nothing left for them in the world to come.